No New Year's miracle to end the partial government shutdown.
Can we stop hating each other enough up here to find a way forward that'd be a win-win?
An escaped animal kills a North Carolina wildlife refuge worker.
The animal involved was a male lion, and he has since been euthanized out of necessity.
It's already 2019 in some parts of the world.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Peter King. The partial government shutdown is in its 10th day. President Trump refuses to accept any deal that doesn't include money for a border wall. Live to the White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, is there any chance of any movement today?
It's unlikely, Peter. And frankly, there's little news to report from Washington this morning. The House and Senate will both convene at 10 o'clock, but the sessions will last mere seconds. With both chambers almost empty, members of Congress are still out of town. The White House hasn't signaled the president is willing to accept anything less than $5 billion for the border wall. There have been no discussions whatsoever between Mr. Trump and top congressional Democrats. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was here for lunch yesterday. He emerged to tell reporters he suggests a solution for the so-called Dreamers as a sweetener for Democrats. But again, there's no indication that they or the president would find that acceptable. And there's little reason to believe this situation will change between now and Thursday, when Democrats will take over the House. But we'll keep you posted. Peter?
In an interview with the Los Angeles Times, outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly says the president abandoned the concept of a solid concrete wall shortly after taking office. Mr. Trump has tweeted this morning that that's not true. In Burlington, North Carolina, investigators are looking into the death of an intern who was attacked and killed by a lion who escaped his habitat. More from CBS's Janet Shamlian.
This is Mathai. The lion the Conservator Center in North Carolina says somehow escaped a locked area before attacking Alexandra Black, an intern who'd been there only 10 days.
It happened alongside a trained animal keeper during a routine cleaning of the lion's cage.
There were visitors on site.
Handlers tried to tranquilize the male lion several times, but eventually were forced to shoot Mathai to remove the young woman's body. She was 22, recently graduated from Indiana University Bloomington, and hopes someday to be a zookeeper. Her broken-hearted family saying she was a beautiful young woman who had just started her career.
Russia's domestic security agency says it's arrested an American citizen on espionage charges, but hasn't released any details. Well, it's already 2019 in New Zealand, in Australia, and in Auckland. The New Year arrives in the Eastern Time Zone of the U.S. less than 16 hours from now, and in New York's Times Square, they're ready. Here's CBS's Tony DeCopel.
For the New York Police Department, preparing for New Year's Eve is a year-long affair.
When midnight strikes, the ball drops, and everybody goes home, we start planning for next year.
John Miller is the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner for Intelligence and Counterterrorism. He says people hoping to celebrate here tonight will go through metal detectors first. No backpacks, coolers, or umbrellas will be allowed. There will be plenty of police presence, many wearing tactical gear and armed with high-capacity weapons. On rooftops, snipers, plus officers embedded inside surrounding hotels. Like last year, more than 200 police cars and sanitation trucks will block roadways to prevent a car from driving into the crowds.
London's Big Ben may be heard but not seen this New Year's Eve. CBS's Vicky Barker is there.
It's how Britons greet the new year. But this year, Big Ben's covered in scaffolding and its timing mechanism's been taken away for renovation. But fear not, at the proper time, engineers will transmit a signal to a computerized device installed inside the clock.
Our device picks up that signal and tells the motor to start to run, allowing the hammer to strike.
Helping 100,000 spectators and millions more watching on TV to ring in the new year here. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
There could be criminal charges after release of a video of a September incident at Arizona's Southwest Key Shelter. Staff members were shown pushing, pulling, and dragging at least three migrant children. KPHO-TV's Maria Echevnova.
It's excessive.
That's Phoenix immigration attorney Ruben Reyes' opinion. He doesn't represent any of the migrant children at this Southwest Key Shelter, but what he sees concerns him.
The fact that this video exists People that know they're being recorded, and yet this is happening, sends all kinds of alarm bells.
I reached out to Southwest Keith for a response to the newly released videos. A spokesperson emailed me the same written statement sent back in October, saying they welcomed the federal government's decision to suspend operations and retrain staff.
Near Houston, a 7-year-old girl is dead after a gunman opened fire at a Walmart parking lot. Harris County Sheriff's Major Jesse Rosso.
The female driving the car was coming out of the parking lot, exiting the parking lot of the Walmart, when a male in a driving a red pickup truck, unknown license plate, unknown description, pulled up next to the vehicle and began shooting into the vehicle.
The girl's mother was driving and was wounded. Three other girls in that car weren't physically hurt, but Rosso says they were shaken and devastated. The Texas judge who declared the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional has stayed his own ruling to allow time for appeals, saying that many everyday Americans would face great uncertainty if the original ruling went into effect immediately. A pair of surprise resignations at the Vatican. We get more from Rome. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
It was a sudden and unexpected resignation by the spokesman for the Vatican, Greg Burke, and his deputy, Paloma Garcia Ovejero. No reason was provided for their decision, except for a tweet by Burke saying that at this time of transition in Vatican communications, they felt the Pope should feel completely free to assemble a new team. Pope Francis recently appointed a new director of editorial content for all Vatican media. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Mission Control has sent the last commands to NASA's New Horizons spacecraft to navigate it on its flyby of Ultima Thule, the farthest object ever to be explored by humans. It's believed to have once been part of a planet. That flyby happens at around midnight Eastern Time. Pasadena's Rose Parade is the granddad of New Year's Day celebrations. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
All day long, they are putting the final touches on the Rose Parade floats.
I'm putting soybeans on the logo.
One by one.
One by one, yes.
Every inch of every float must be covered by some natural material.
Any type of seed, bean, flower, bark.
Of course, the most popular choice is flowers, and there will be lots and lots of flowers.
We'll have lilies, different types of lavender and purple, carnations and mums, and then, of course, roses.
The 130th Rose Parade takes place tomorrow. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Pasadena, California.
The NFL's regular season is barely in the books. The two teams have already fired head coaches. The New York Jets releasing Todd Bowles after four lackluster seasons. Tampa Bay firing Dirk Cutter after three. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, December 31st. I'm Peter King, CBS News.